Hey guys, we're the Hard Time Shaw Men podcast, cheering up a bear class of man. And today we are continuing on our medical crash course series, talking about the skeletal system. I'm your host, Seven. I am all on my lonesome today. Six is doing hurricane stuff with his hurricane friends out in Florida, batting down the hatches, getting all supplies and such. So it is on me today. Please excuse my voice if you hear any kind of, you know, congestion or garbage. I work with a bunch of germ factories and I got some postnasal drip going on, but we will muddle through somehow. Our reference for today, going off of my old anatomy and physiology handbook, Human Anatomy and Physiology 11th edition. But I'll throw that link in the description along with our show notes. We'll be on our Patreon and along with any other kind of visuals I can get for you guys. So introduction. This week, like I said, we're continuing on with our medical crash course series, part of our new weekly, or I guess monthly rotation, but weekly posting schedule, where we're going to start off with our martial skills and podcast episodes, then moving on to field craft, then medical, then homesteading. So today we're going into the skeletal system. The skeletal system provides the body's form and structure. It protects your internal organs, it forms blood cells, and it makes movement itself possible. The skeletal system consists of bones, cartilages, joints, and ligaments. So, starting with cartilage, cartilage consists primarily of water, and it contains no nerve or blood vessels. It's kind of inert. Your skeletal cartilage is made up of a variety of this tissue, depending on its form or its function. You know, different tasks require different things. Your skeleton is actually initially made up of cartilage and other fibrous membranes, but as your body develops, it, you know, takes on, or it, you know, sheds your cartilage, that breaks down, and bone takes its place. Cartilage is found in isolated areas depending on their attributes and function, like in your joints, in the larynx, which is your voice box, the external parts of your nose and ears, and parts of your ribs. Moving on to your bones. Your bones provide the framework for your body. If we didn't have any bones, we would just be a puddle of skin and organs on the floor. It's the framework of your body. It's what everything, you know, it's what makes movement possible. So your tendons, your ligaments, everything is connected in. That's what gives your muscles leverage to push or to pull. That framework, you know, as you know, your bones are very hard. So along with providing that framework to make your body look how it does, the function of being able to move, it also protects your internal organs. So your skull protects your brain, your vertebrae protect your spinal cord, your ribs protect your thoracic cavity. So your heart, your lungs, other internal organs. Like I said, your bones are used as levers. So that allows you to walk, to grasp objects, to breathe even. Inside your bones in the red marrow is actually where most of your blood cell formation takes place. That's called hematopoiesis. Probably butchered that pronunciation. But your bones also include, or store rather, minerals, triglycerides, which is fat. They produce the hormone osteocalcin, which helps regulate your insulin secretion, glucose homeostasis, and energy expenditure. The skeleton itself is made up of 206 bones, which is divided into two portions, which is your axial skeleton and your appendicular skeleton. So your axial skeleton, that is made up of your skull, your vertebral column, your vertebrae, and the thoracic cage, which is your ribs. The axial skeleton is the axis. It's the base of your body's limbs and the girdles of those limbs. It supports your head, neck, and trunk, and it protects the brain, spinal cord, and thoracic organs, like your heart, lungs, like we said before, and your appendicular skeleton. So these are the bones of the limbs, your arms and legs, and their girdles. So your pectoral girdle, which appends the arms to the trunk, connects your arms to the trunk, and your pelvic girdle, which secures your legs to your trunk. That's how everything integrates. It appends. Each limb, so your arms and your legs, are composed of three major segments connected by joints. So you have to think, so your arm, for example, you're connected by your shoulder, your elbow, and your wrists, right? Your legs, your hip, your knee, and your ankle. Your appendicular skeleton is what enables you to carry out movement. So like we said, your bones are the framework for your body. If you didn't have your appendicular skeleton, if you didn't have the skeleton, the bones in your limbs, then they would just be hanging there. Wouldn't have anything to, you know, to pull leverage off of, wouldn't be able to do anything that you currently do.
This podcast is sponsored by Blackbeard Firestarter. Blackbeard Firestarter has been our first choice in Firestarter since they introduced their Firestarter rope years ago.
Blackbeard offers their fire starters, their fire plugs, arc lighters, ferro rods, stormproof matches, everything you need to get a fire started.
Their products are made right here in the U.S., wind and waterproof, have an insane burn time. They're basically dummy proof.
And help you out, Blackbeard let us cherry pick from their store everything that we want, everything that we thought you needed to get a fire started, and we call it our Hard Time Strongmen Fire Kit. On top of that, they're also offering a 15% discount on anything in their store when you enter code STRONGMEN at checkout.
We can't recommend Blackbeard enough. They stand behind their products, and so do we.
Be sure to check them out at blackbeardfire.com and on Instagram at blackbeardfire. And as always, stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.
Moving on to the joints. So joints or articulations are the sites where two or more bones meet. So joints have two functions. They give your skeleton mobility and they hold the skeleton together. Joints have three structural classifications and three functional classifications. So structurally, you have your fibrous, cartilaginous, and synovial. Your fibrous joints. These are immovable bones that are held together by collagen fibers of connective tissue. So talking about the sutures of your skull, the bones of your skull, how those are fused together. Syndesmosis, which is, it's like the ligament holding your tibia and fibula together. So once again, immovable. They're just there because bones have to be, you know, connected to each other by a joint. And gomphosis, a pagan socket fibrous joint. So think of the ligaments holding your teeth in their socket. Once again, structurally, functionally immobile. And cartilaginous, slightly movable. And these bones are held together by cartilage. So specifically, synchondroses and symphyses. Synchondroses are temporary joints in the bones of children and the joint between the first rib and the sternum. So like we talked a little bit earlier, as your body grows, as you developmentally change from, you know, in the womb, even as you grow, your body is constantly changing, and there are temporary bones and there are temporary joints. That's basically all that's talking about. And so the joint between the first rib and the sternum is talking about near your collarbone. In symphyses, the intervertebral joints and your pelvis. Moving on to synovial. So these are freely movable bones in a synovial joint are covered with articular cartilage separated by a joint cavity containing synovial fluid. Like I said, these joints are freely movable and they account for nearly all the joints of the limbs. So types of movement. So plane is described as gliding. Think of your wrists. A hinged joint, so flexion, extension, so your elbow when you do a bicep curl, flex and extend. Pivot, which is rotation, the proximal radial ulnar, so rotating your forearm up or down, so palm up, palm down. Condylar, flexion, extension, adduction or abduction, so a biaxial movement, think of your knuckles or your wrists. So adduction and abduction, pulling towards or pushing away. Then your saddle joints, once again, biaxial movement. So two planes of movement, your thumbs. So up, down, left, right. Ball and socket, these are multiaxial movements. So your shoulders and your hips. For those of you who can still healthily move your shoulders and your hips. So those of you who are not six. So moving on to functional, our overarching classifications for joints. So functionally, synarthrosis. So these are immovable. Once again, your axial skeleton, the skull, sternum, your tibia, fibula. Amphiarthroses, these are slightly movable. So your axial skeleton, your intervertebral joints, your pubic joint. In diarthroses, these are freely movable, your abdicular skeleton, the spine. And last part of the skeletal system, your ligaments. This is connective tissue that attaches bone to bone. Thank you for sticking with me through this episode, guys. I know that this is pretty dry when you're just getting lectured by, when you're just hearing it, talking about it without any visual aids. I will post visual aids on our Patreon when this episode releases. This is, and we didn't go into like the pathophysiology, what could go wrong with your skeletal system. That's for another day. We talked a little bit about like fractures, dislocations in episode 66 with Celis Dynamics. That was a really good episode. I highly suggest you check that out. We love him. He does good stuff. But this is a shorter episode because we are, with this Crash Course series, specifically going through just the different body systems, trying to give you an overarching view of your body, because I feel like it's not talked about enough. I realize that this is a podcast format. It is difficult to stay engaged and to really give the information the credit that it deserves, but I will post some general images and some more focused content on this. This is, obviously very important to know, just understanding your body. It's still in development. It's been in development for a long time, but I really want to make a product for you guys. My initial idea was initially as a target for shooting, but also I might just make it as a PDF, something that you guys can print out, but just for anatomy awareness, where you can kind of get a cutaway and a layered image of the body system and how everything integrates, just outside of just giving good medical care, but your basic knowledge as a human. You're listening to this, you are a human being, you should know your body and how it works, at least to a very basic degree. So like I said, we won't go into pathophysiology of your skeletal system, things that can go wrong. Like I said, guys, this is a pretty short episode, but look out for those images on the Patreon. Be sure to hit us up on Instagram, on our Discord, on Patreon, our email, anywhere that you can get in touch with us if you have questions, comments, if you have any suggestions for or requests for future episodes. Make sure to let us know. And one last thing, guys. Our hearts and our prayers go out to all of the people, all the families who are affected by these most recent storms, these most recent hurricanes. Seeing some heartbreaking images and videos coming out from that side of the country. So wholeheartedly, we are praying for you guys. Pray for the Lord's protection, provision, for his peace that surpasses all understanding, and that he would see you through. Something that is really encouraging is seeing people not wait to get bailed out by, you know, by the government or by different authorities, taking their communities in their own hands, looking out for families and neighbors and communities, setting up their own supply or resupply areas, going out where other people are not to take care of neighbors and people who cannot evacuate. It is really cool to see that humanity peeking through. So until next time, guys, we're the Hard Time Strongman podcast, cheering up a bear class of man. Stay in the fight.
Check out our Discord, where we talk about all of the topics that we talk about in our conversations, but in deep dive format. We have a lot of members on there of varying skill sets, of varying proficiencies, all talking about all these topics, sharing their experiences. So join today and help us expand our knowledge base.
And check out our Patreon. Our Patreon, outside of just backing up all of our episodes for when we eventually get canceled, our patrons get access to our exclusive episodes, our pre-shows, our post-shows, our little tidbits here and there that we aren't really supposed to talk about. We're also opening up all of these exclusive episodes for people to individually purchase. So you don't have to get tied into a tier in order to get all that content. You can dip your toes in a little bit, decide you like it, then come and join us on that. We're having exclusive conversations. And along with the Discord, we are just building that community, building that skill set, that mastery, these proficiencies. And this, outside of our sponsor, is what's keeping the lights on and keeping all of this information, all these classes rolling for you guys. So make sure to check out our Patreon. And one last thing, guys, the world is better with you in it. If you're feeling suicidal or if you're in crisis, dial 988 or reach out at 988lifeline.org to get help. Someone's always on the line. So if you need a lifeline, remember 988. Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.